Thank you for tuning into Four Beers, No Fears, episode 45. This is Tommy.
And this is Avery. Hi.
And when I say this week is going to be super fun, trust me, it's going to be super fun.
It's going to be super califragilistic fun.
Califragilistic fun.
Tocious.
But before we get into that, we're going to talk about a fun place to eat and drink. Johnny's Poorhouse at 10936 Shannon Road in Pleasant Prairie. Like I've said every week, best fish fry around. I was on TikTok this week. I was watching a person go to like five best fish fries in Wisconsin. And Mike commented, you're a moron because you lied about number one. Because it's Johnny's Poorhouse at 10936 Shannon Road in Pleasant Prairie. Have you had the fish fry?
No.
We're going to have to do you like fish fry?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to fix that soon. We're going to start off with shots. I can't take this, but it is a dirt pie shot. I don't know. I think Kayla or Haley made it. So, Avery, use that strong tongue of yours and suck it down your gullet.
All right. Just to give everybody a visual, this thing looks like an Oreo pressed into a Jell-O shot cup, but it's not. It's like a mud pie, mud cake kind of thing.
From what I understand, the pudding is made with chocolate, vodka, and Bailey's.
Delicious. Here we go.
Suck her down. Use that tongue, baby. Tongue it. Avery, tongue it. Tongue it, Avery. Tongue it. There you go. Look at you go. How's it taste?
Pretty good.
Describe to them what you taste.
You can definitely taste the Irish cream in there.
Nice.
It's chocolatey.
All right.
A little good that stang of alcohol.
It is very strong.
You can feel that.
Yep. I can't have them because they're made with almond milk.
How rude.
This is almost like a mukbang. That's enough of that. All right. And now we will move on to our seltzer ceremony. Is that what you said it was?
Yes, indeed.
All right. This week, we're doing Neutral. It's a new brand. I like this little smiley U thing. It looks like
that's what it is. That was our boss.
Vodka, seltzer, real juice. It's vodka with real fruit juice, sparkling water, and natural flavors. The first one is classic lemonade. Just some quick stats and statistics, which means the same word. I always like
hit him with it.
100 calories.
Yeah.
Made with the real fruit juice.
Yeah.
Gluten free.
Yeah.
Natural flavors.
Yeah.
4.5 ABV.
Nice.
Classic lemonade. Cheers. Oh, that was a satisfying crack. I'm going to give it the old sniff, Daddy. Smells like lemonade.
Sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm. That's very refreshing.
This is a step up from last week.
Oh, yeah. I want to drink this.
Mm-hmm.
Did not see. I saved them for you. I was not going to consume them. I offered them to people at the party.
Didn't want them.
Didn't want them. Weekend recap, but of course, Avery, take it away. You were a traveling man this weekend.
This weekend was a busy weekend for your old boy Averino Squid Reno. Met up with some friends down in East Brady Street. Hit up the streets there for a good amount of time. Went home. Went to bed. Worked out the next morning.
And a bump.
Yeah. I had a beer. Why? Two beer. No. We went to
automatic.
The
automatic.
Still is. We went to the state fair, me and a couple friends, had a good time there. I think the weirdest, you know, had a couple things on sticks.
Had Gang. What'd you have?
I had a.
What's the best thing you had?
This
year I heard they did fried stick on a stick.
Very chippy.
Mm-hmm, I'd imagine.
The biggest story I had from that, because I didn't get to eat too much, was the first place we ate at, they had three mini sliders on a stick. And when I asked the high school kid if I could have that, he gave me this look like, yeah, okay, sure.
That was weird.
All right, buddy.
Like, why?
No, it wasn't like mean. It was like, oh, shit, all right, you want to do it? I'm like, yes, I want to pay for this. And they tasted good. And then things got wild, but... Otherwise, and then Sunday went to the Brewers game, sweated a lot. It was so hot there.
Automatic.
Miserable. Went into extra innings, and they still lost. Sam's Sports Corner. They're missing Zach Hader, probably. I don't really know. But they lost 3-1.
Yuck.
And it wasn't worth the sweat.
No.
But I did pay for a nice drink that they had there. For $13, you can get Peach Jim Beam with, I think, like ginger beer and a bunch of other stuff. It was called like a Jim Beam Peach Punch. And
it still doesn't sound worth it, but it sounds good.
It was very refreshing. That was for sure. It was a nice thing to sip on in the last couple of innings as the concessions closed. And that was my weekend recap. Tommy, two tones.
How were the sliders?
Sliders were tasty. I guess the meat could have been a little more seasoned. Yeah. But otherwise, you got to have everything on it. I don't care what you know people say about having that bullshit on the rest of it. No, you need to have the fixes. It helps the burger, especially when it's a little under seasoned like that.
Nice.
There was a sliver in the third peg though from the steak.
Oh, you ate some of the steak?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. I have to take a second. I was just perusing this can. Mm-hmm. It says, and I agree, the stuff tastes good, like really good. Mm-hmm. Like that one time on that one night, you'll never forget good. That good.
Descriptive.
Yeah, I wonder if they're talking about that night when you go to Six Flags and throw up on your date. That good.
I've never done that.
I haven't.
I threw up on that. I threw up on a friend of ours at one point.
Nice. Yeah. Automatic.
Still is.
My weekend recap. I had a good accomplishment this weekend. I went, left work Friday and I bought a boat. Mm. Sweet boat. Mm. I'm very proud. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Mm. I think at 25, it's cool. I can say that. Got a captain hat. Social media post said you can address me as captain. So Avery,
no, I'm not calling you captain. Okay.
Well, you're not going on that damn boat then. Had a good, I had some friends over Friday. I went out drinking. Of course.
Automatic.
Still is. Saturday, had one of my roommates. It was her birthday. We had a big party here. Wish your boy Squiddy was here, but he was watching the Brewers lose.
No, that was the State Fair.
Equally as disappointing. I was
fare thee well. No, shit.
You anyway. Missed a fairly good time.
Ah. Anyways.
Sunday, definitely a little hungover.
Sure.
Why got not? Up, straightened up the house, automatic. Cleaned up the backyard.
Automatic.
Went to my friend's house for a dip. Still is. I had one drink all day Sunday. I was dragging.
Impressive.
Yes.
Most impressive.
I don't be having any drinks today. I'll be honest. Really good weekend. Really want to get the boat on the water next weekend. I will be addressed as captain.
Sure.
Why if not? They want to go on that boat, and I'm like, what are they going to do? Go on their boat? No.
I'm going to walk.
Unless they're going to build a pallet boat.
I'm going to walk in the water.
I could see you doing that.
I can do it.
That's nice. Especially if your toenails are dirty, you can clean them in the lake.
That's all right. I'll be specific.
You always got to keep that. But Avery, for this first seggy, what are we talking about?
All right.
And I hope you have a lot to talk about this one. Because, go on.
Everybody, this past week we've been dealing with a lot of loss. And I think it's time that this podcast reflects that. So the first thing that we have lost as a collective is the notorious Choco Taco. It has been discontinued, the sweet summery treat that maybe like five people in your friend group have had like in the past while. It was kind of okay. For those of you who don't know what
did you like it?
I enjoyed it. They were okay. I wouldn't I like
weird
I bought,
concept.
But I bought like one box in my time alive, pretty sure. Two boxes.
Well, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Klondike bars, I would do so many things. So many you have to get a jury to address the things I've done for a Klondike bar.
Huh.
That's enough time. Just talking about that. We're talking
stop
about the taco.
Stop burping like that.
No.
God.
We're talking Choco Taco. For those of you who don't know what it is, it was a waffle, like a cone, an ice cream cone, wrapped in the shape of a taco shell.
Oh, is that where it gets its taco name from?
I don't think so. But inside was ice cream, and then on the top, it was coated in a hard chocolate.
Wait, I was going to say, was there chocolate? Like chocolate.
Chaco.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's making sense.
That's what gave it its iconic name. And as I saw one person on TikTok put it, don't pretend that you miss it, because if there were that many people who actually missed it, they would not be out of business. So, yeah. But it has made me think, especially since summer is starting to wind down, even though we're only still in August. It's time to think about one of the most iconic times as a kid in summer, and that is
the petting zoo. Oh,
you and I had different childhoods. The ice cream truck, man. Not the man who turned into an ice cream truck. I meant, man, the ice cream truck. It's pretty wild times. Now, I don't know how much you experienced it, but like me, growing up in some in a suburb that had like
a lot of
ice
kids.
Like my dad would help me chase down that ice cream truck every other weekend, and we would devour some stuff. I'm talking the rocket sickles, the ones that say they look like Spider-Man and they're like missing an eye and all the colors are wrong and they bleed into each other.
I like how the SpongeBob ones look. They look like they're from Alien.
Those SpongeBob ones too. I mean, they even reference it in the show a little bit too, you know, like the,
oh really?
Yeah, well, kind of like not directly. They just have like a a square shaped popsicle. Like, and Patrick just licks it. He's like, it's implying that he's like in SpongeBob. He's like, this case is so close. I can almost taste it. SpongeBob popsicle tastes really good. Shameless marketing. But yeah, no, I mean, I would just remember you could be doing the foursquare, the sure. hopscotch, the jumping rope. I wouldn't. I would just watch TV. You know,
sure.
That's why I'm a little inactive as a person. You know, you'd be playing basketball. You'd be having a social life, and then all of that would go away. As soon as you heard the nursery rhymes playing on the speakers.
I don't remember the ice cream truck song.
It was like, well, it'd always be like nursery rhymes. So like,
that wasn't it. You're wrong.
No, that was always
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Or like, don't you tell me what I remember, Tommy.
Crazy rock, bang, bang.
Bing bong.
So I grew up in this neighborhood we live in now, just a couple miles down. There's not a lot of kids down here.
No.
It's a lot of people that drive from Chicago every day and want to get out of Illinois.
There also aren't that many houses next to each other. They're pretty spaced out.
Yeah.
It's not your typical suburb, if you even want to call it a suburb. It feels more spaced out than a suburb.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it. Don't dox me. Don't tell people where I live. But, I mean, we would get the ice cream truck maybe twice a summer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I would get the same. It was just a cup of cookies and cream ice cream, and that was it. I didn't want to make a mess all over my hands with the popsicles.
You were a simple man.
Every now and then, you'd get that. This is a good memory. The strawberry shortcake ice cream bar.
You know,
with the coating on it?
Sure, sure.
That was pretty fire. But it was good. I mean, but I'm not a huge sweets guy either, though. Like, you see me get stuff for the branch. I normally just eat the pretzels.
Pretzels.
Donuts is about as much sweet as I like. When I was a kid, sweet. I did not like a normal birthday cake, so I'd have my mom get a vanilla ice cream cake.
Okay, that's fine.
Because a normal cake was too sweet. Mm. So, I mean, I like ice cream, but it's like I would never seek it out. You ever see me eat ice cream? Ever? Ever. Ever.
I really don't think so.
No. Have you ever seen me eat sweets? Other than a donut from time to time?
Yeah, a donut from time to time.
Huh. Weird.
Speaking of donuts.
I don't have any here.
Not to get sidetracked. Another thing as a kid, too, with donuts was there was a Krispy Kreme store, like, around, like, where my parent met. It was like a 20-minute drive.
Sure.
But you could get them fresh off the piping hot glaze right there.
Oh, the donut machine?
And I would devour them, dude. No, it wasn't just a machine. It was a whole assembly line and stuff, man.
I heard a fresh Krispy Kreme is good.
Delicious.
Heard our boss can put down 12 in a matter of minutes, which I believe.
I believe.
You know, those donuts, like, I was the last meal I'd ever have.
You can put less of them in there. They said I couldn't have a baker's dozen, and I wanted to prove them wrong.
So I had 14. 14 donuts in 9 minutes. And I finished it, and I drank a whole gallon of chocolate milk to wash it down.
And that was just the first half of the first quarter.
I do like ice cream cakes.
Mm-hmm. I used to work at a Dairy Queen, so we'd make those all the time.
Oh, yeah? You ever do anything dirty at the Dairy Queen?
I think someone – I have a picture on my phone somewhere, but it's like – oh, let me see if I can – it's not worth digging up, but it was like a really
keep talking for a minute. I'm down mine.
So I'm gonna put like really weird, really like weird thing on the cake. I think I don't know. It was like, hey, sorry, I gave you herpes or something like that on an ice cream cake, which is kind of a weird thing to put on there. If I'm gonna be honest with you.
Wait, what did it say on the cake?
Sorry, I gave you herpes. I'm pretty sure or something like that.
Ew.
Wild times, the old Dairy Queen.
How are you doing with your Nutrilemonade? I actually really enjoyed that.
I'm enjoying it. I'm starting to sip it more.
Oh, because you're a small dog?
No. So I enjoy. Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
You.
No.
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 No. Anyways.
I saw this TikTok where it's like some guy sitting in a chair and he's like, you would shit your pants. And just turns to some guy in a bed.
I would shit my pants?
No, the guy in a bed's like, no. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. That would be the most, I wouldn't do that in public. You know, it would be the worst day of middle school of my life.
You know who thought that TikTok was funny?
Who did?
You and nobody else.
Oh, I thought it was pretty funny.
Don't start.
I think I'm a stand-up comedian. I think that's pretty funny.
All right. Anyways,
you stand up, impressive.
Oh my gosh, I'm a salesman. Before we move on to this first segment, because we've actually put some good time on the clock already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to pick back up where we left off last week when I tried to say small town tavern tackle takeover.
Try saying that where, three times fast.
So I put some thought into this week. Avery
sure.
is not.
Sure.
I originally said a town of under 5,000, but I've upped it to 10,000 because that's still a pretty small town. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a county town.
Sure.
And only because some of these, when you get like by the lakes and stuff, the towns are a little bit bigger, but there's some really fun bars there. So what I'd like to do is either add it to Four Beers, No Fears because it's four beers, four bars.
Four beers, four bars is better.
I was going to say, crap, I had it on the tip of my tongue, and then you said four beers, four bars. Oh, like I'm going to go to one beer for one bar for one beer, you madman.
I'm just saying the names. The name's nice.
Now that we got me thinking, I was going to say small town bar brawl, but could we do it along the lines of four beers, no fears, four beers, one town, four beers, one village, it wouldn't be beers, four bars, one town.
Sure, why not?
Four beers, no fears. You like small town bar brawl or four bars, one town? I kind of like small town bar brawl more.
Sure, whatever.
Because it really encompasses. Well, you didn't think about this at all.
Yeah, I'm saying it's your baby. You come up with whatever.
No, it could be our child, Avery.
No,
this
no,
could
no,
be
no,
our
no,
child.
No.
Well, either way, I'd like to produce some content off of this.
Okay.
We actually have kind of brought in a fourth no fear this week. Mm. We'll be calling him shortly if he answers. But we have the squad of four. I need to find someone boring to be the designated driver and actually shoot some video as we do this.
I don't know. So if you're boring, not cool, hit us up in the DMs and just be sure to have a car or just be licensed to drive. And you can hang out with Tommy Boy and the Squid.
And the Sam Sports guy and our new mystery person that will come up later in this episode. Peach Lemonade. Open yours. We'll try together. This is what I think might be my least favorite. I don't normally like artificial peach.
Wild.
It's actually quite good as well.
That's fine now.
I like it less than that original lemonade, but I still like it. It's not
refreshing. It's refreshing.
So that's super peach forward if you picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I got you.
We're going to workshop the name for one more week. But then I think after that, because this would be really good to do in the winter when we kind of really slow down on the weekends.
Yeah.
I think in the winter we're going to do one of these. I will pay for the lodging because that's how I be.
All right.
But I'd like to do a couple of these. Just, you know, starting around Wisconsin. And if it picks up, the town could say, hey, or specifically one bar, that would probably win. We'll be like, hey, we'll help. We'll put you up if you come to our bar. Do your bar.
Do your bar.
But anyways, guys, we will be right. Finish my sentence. Hold on. Well, we're back, and Avery was just talking about kissing some people. I don't know who they are. Yeah, you were.
No, dude, yes, I wasn't. Were. Cut it out.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Dude.
Okay, stop. Well, in other words, we are going to learn about snacks in Sam's Snack Corner.
Woo!
Let's call Sam to see what his snack of the week is.
Yeah! Bring him out.
Bring him out. Sam! Sam, come on up.
Come on,
okay. Ring. Dude, it's ringing.
A ring.
You think he'll say yellow?
What if he said cello?
Oh, God.
Or jello. Oh, God.
Hello.
Okay. Welcome back to Sam's Snack Corner. Sam,
yeah!
What's your snack of the week?
My snack of the week? I'm gonna go with popcorn. I'm thinking about making some tonight.
Nice.
Very good.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Very good. If you say popcorn.
I had a pack of chicken ramen for lunch today.
All right.
A lot of sodium, but that does sound good. I'm good. I've only had ramen twice in my life.
Makes them salty.
Sam, what did you have for breakfast on Saturday?
Oh, put him on the spot.
It's Saturday for breakfast. I had
French toast.
French toast.
Woo! Good job, Sam.
Yeah.
So, Sam, let's get into sports. As you can see, the Brewers are already struggling without Hader.
Yeah, they are. They're not good right now. The thought around the internet is that the clubhouse has been lost and nobody's got good morale anymore. And I don't know. I could see that being true, but just things aren't looking great right now. Heading into the last month before the last 2 months here before the postseason.
Do you think they need to bring in Eddie Lacy to start playing?
Mm.
No.
No what?
There, no.
Oh.
They're gonna, okay. You're not going to elaborate for us, Sam? Come
what if on. We brought in Shabron Lames?
I'm going to let you think about that.
Okay.
I'll come back to me next week with an answer.
I'll stew on Shabron. What else for sports, boy?
What's happening?
There's really not a whole lot going on in sports right now. Packers are still in their training camp.
Preseason starts this Friday.
Some preseason games this weekend, I assume, I think.
They start this Friday. Yep.
So football season is back. Big football guy. Big football state. And go Pack, go.
Sam, I told you a little bit about my small town bar brawl a little bit this weekend. What were your thoughts on it?
I don't recall.
Well, you said it would make good content, but I was telling you how we would go to.
Oh yes, yep. No, yes. I just don't remember what you called it.
Well, we're still workshopping a name. Avery kind of wants to turn it like to a spinoff of Four Beers, No Fears, Four Bars, One Something, but we can't think of a catchy name.
That's not up my alley. I'm not sure.
I know it's not.
We'll talk to some people. We'll have
taste test one appetizer from each bar.
No, it's how like the you know what? Actually, food could be a category, so I like that. I'm actually taking note of that.
Sure.
So there'll be like categories we scored off of. So I'll put bar food as one.
Mm-hmm.
Shot. I want commission on that.
Specialty shot.
Oh. I'll do specialty drink or shot. Specialty drink or shot. Now, what I like, and Sam, you probably consider this, is in the first 30 seconds, how welcome do you feel?
Mm.
I think that's important in small bars.
No, that's you're kind of getting into objectivity there, you know? A biker bar is going to feel very welcome to bikers, but not to you.
Okay, well, when we go to the...
I think your first impression, like 30 seconds walking in, how you feel.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable in the first 30 seconds?
I think that shouldn't be...
Can I put up content for bars that you don't feel comfortable at?
Oh, I'll put up content for bars I don't feel comfortable at.
A bar's a bar.
Exactly. Thank you, Avery.
Mm.
Okay.
What else could we do points on?
We'll talk about this. We should probably hash.
Yeah, out Sam. Later. Any last comments?
Let's stop wasting the sports boys' time.
Sport man.
Not really. It's kind of a dead period in sports right now.
I get that. I did see on the Ocho this weekend. Air guitar was going.
Why air are we not? Air guitar got intense. Got a little crazy.
Stinky
I didn't
fingers.
See the outcome, but it looked like a good fight.
Not to mention the super bag was in town, not in town, but they did the bags tournament championship. I forget what that's called.
Oh, right on. All right, Sam, we'll let you go. I appreciate your interest in the pod. And if you noticed, the Four Beers, No Fears group chat was started tonight.
Wild.
Oh, yes. I did see that.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, Sam.
Sam Sports Corner.
Sam Sports Corner.
Sam Sports Corner.
All right, bye, buddy.
Sam Sports Corner.
He said it too.
Yes!
All right, now I got writing a fourth character. to this mystery machine?
To the four beers hotline.
Oh, wow. We could be, what four beers, what could describe four guys?
Just call it the four beers hotline. Okay. That's fine.
I like the four beers hotline.
Four beers hotline.
Sports corner. All right, let's see if he answers. He might not. He did not text back, but let's see. It's ringing. Yeah, drink some bleach lemonade.
Bleach lemonade.
It's not actually ringing. I hit call, but
ooh,
it's not ringing, so I don't know what to think at this point.
Yo.
Oh, he's live. Chris, you're live. Do what do.
Can
what
you think, Josh?
What?
Sorry, Josh wasn't in his cage again.
Oh, God. I don't know what that is, but okay, go on.
Go nuts.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead. You're live. What? Well, kind of.
The floor is yours.
Is that Obama?
No.
Oh, he's not here right now.
No, he's on.
Just say he's here. Busy, Obama's at Camp David yet again.
He's on a busy business trip.
Oh, okay. Well, what did Samo talk about?
He talked about a little bit of
sports.
He did talk about a little bit of sports. I actually could add in because I know they took a hit upon Hader. I really am lobbying to have Eddie Lacy take his place, but Sam is against that.
No, I've been saying the same thing for the last 12 minutes, actually.
A dedicated believer.
A big believer of the Edward. The base lacer himself. That's what they would call him.
I don't
sure. Eddie Base Lacer. I think the Brewers actually were thinking about signing BJ Raji.
We talked about that last week.
He'd make a great catcher. Nothing's getting past him.
He would. He's wide. He's like
he's a good locker room guy.
He's
really.
Like a Kenmore refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. They call him the fridge.
Well, all right. So the Brewers are in a spiral, but in other news that's more important, my Bar League Volleyball won our last match.
Yeah! This is the Wisconsin sports that matters.
Those are the real sports.
Local high school football is set to report back this Friday.
Come on now. Come on. Friday Night Lights. Remember the Titans?
God.
The Raptors won the Elmbrook Little League Majors Division for ages 11 and 12.
Say what?
Say what?
And Diana Taurasi is missing the rest of the season, but that doesn't really matter.
What do you feel about one of America's sweethearts being stuck in a Russian prison?
LeBron?
No, not no. You. We were just talking about LeBron Lames.
Yeah, well, I really wish they'd just free Britney Spears by now, but.
You know, that is actually, that could be a 20-minute segment right there. Mm.
Oh, whoops, I did it again. I brought weed into Russia.
God. Chris, what do you want your corner to be called? We did Sam Sports Corner.
Well, it's Chris's corner.
You want me Chris Corner, or you got another trendy name for it? Because if you notice, you were added to the Four Beers No Fears group chat.
I'll think of something.
Okay. Woo! I'm willing to give you 7 days.
Exactly. No more, no less.
I'll take 6.
Ooh.
All right. Well, I mean, that's the deal I'm going to have to take.
Ooh. All right. That's all I got. I got to get back to killing little kids in Fortnite.
Come on. All right.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk later.
All right. See ya.
And that's been the Four Beers Hotline.
Welcome to calling in the next caller. Go ahead.
Next up, we're going to prank call my mom. Put her on the line.
Should we call her on my phone?
No.
You call my dad on your phone.
Hello, you're on the air. You just won tickets to Dua Lipa. If you can tell us who won the American Spanish War,
I would be like,
Mexico. No,
I would be like, this would be my question. There are 50 stars on the American flag. How many states are there? And if the answer is not goddamn 47, the answer is wrong.
We could honestly do with only about 35 and be okay.
And I hope two of them are Texas and two of them are Wisconsin.
I hope two of them are Texas and Texas.
Anyway, now it's what are we talking about now, brother?
Well, again, continuing with the theme of losing things.
Oh,
We just lost one of the most dynamic couples in all of Hollywood. It's time for celebrity gossip because Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, they're Splitsville, baby. Now, that means that Pete Davidson's back on the market. What about Kim K? I don't care. Now, we're going to talk who is the next likely relationship that Pete Davidson is going to go into. But, you know, we can, you know, who would we
I have a hot see? Take.
Who do we want to see Pete Davidson fumble the bag with next?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I'm interested.
Easy.
That'd be quite wild.
I have a hot take. I don't like Pete Davidson. I don't think he's funny.
I don't get the appeal.
So you agree with me?
I think he's okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to be a big fan of him.
No.
I don't think he's funny in SNL. I don't think he's funny in the stand-up.
He has...
I think his stand-up's quite horrible.
All right.
I mean...
Interesting.
When it comes to good stand-up people, Theo Von, sure. Bert Kreischer.
Sure.
Probably because we have the same body type, mold.
All right.
But I think Lindsay Lohan would be probably a fun match for him.
Sure.
I think they both are not phenom people. I don't know, man. That's where I'm. So I guess Lindsay Lohan's my first choice, and I'm gonna think of a funnier one, but not. It's when you're not. Don't think someone's really funny. I think Kim K should definitely date Will Ferrell next. I think that'd be the best person for her.
I mean, such a mix up.
I'm just saying.
Going from Kanye to Pete Davidson to Will Ferrell, even though he's like 60, he's old.
Will, yeah, he's don't old. Talk about Will like that.
He's pretty old.
Don't talk about him like that.
I'm not saying he couldn't get it, but he's pretty old.
Okay, fine. As long as you're saying he couldn't get it, I won't get that.
Yeah.
It's your turn, brother. You're Seggy.
So the first person, or at least my third choice, it would be Rebecca Black, the singer of the
It's Friday.
Chart-topping song. Because they both have like the same effect on me. Just...
Okay,
because it's, you know, they could talk, they would be such good friends and go on fun adventures and be, you know, and just make out sometimes. I think isn't that what love, if that ain't love, I don't know what is, for 9 months and then they'll break up again.
Okay. My next choice is Cruz Ramirez.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that was the protagonist in Cars 3.
Oh my god! See, that's funny because my second guess would be Toe Mater from the Cars 2.
No,
yes,
Toe's think so, about it. Toe's they so would, far to Pete's league.
They would drive.
Mater's in all three movies. Would go,
but he was a star of Cars 2.
Good, he deserves it. Okay, no, don't put Pete and Toe in the same.
No, come on, they would have such fun adventures.
Here's why,
and they would be such good friends.
Here's why I want Cruz to be Pete Davidson's next lover.
All right.
First of all, she's a car.
You can't fumble the bag with a car, Pete.
No, but she, you know, she brought out the best in Lyden.
Lyden.
You know, she, you know, and she learns from his weaknesses to build her strengths. With Pete's weaknesses, she beat Jackson Storm in the finale. So I think Cruz Ramirez from Cars 3 would be a great pick.
That is wild. Because I actually was thinking about saying Tomato, but I thought
if you would have said that, I would have kicked you out of my house.
Exactly. See, I was waiting for that.
Oh, God. Okay, so at this point, you have to beat. And I have some more now that we're getting abstract. But you have to still beat. Rebecca Black was fine. You need to beat Lindsay Lohan, and you need to beat Cruz Ramirez.
All right. I want to bring out my trump card so fast.
But crap.
I think. Good old number 44, Barack Obama with Pete Davidson would be an incredible couple to see.
Think about it.
Don't dismiss it. They would be such great friends.
You got
they
my attention.
They would go on fun trips together.
Is this a relationship or a friendship?
And they would just make out a little bit.
No.
Just a little bit.
Oh, God. What about Michelle?
Out of the picture, it's Splitsville. This is Pete Davidson we're talking about. He's 6'3". Is Michelle 6'3"?
How tall is Barack?
I have no idea.
I wish we had a producer who would be
Which we had somebody.
Do we have a producer? Possibly you.
Jamie, pull up that picture of those two gyms fighting over a banana with the toddler.
That's what we need right now.
We need Jamie. Get him in here.
Okay, so once again, same week as Tyler, you brought a big of L's to this podcast, and you're continuing to drop
that. That is my role.
Them.
That is my. You know what? I'm not dropping L's as hard as Pete Davidson. You ever seen Marmaduke on Netflix?
He dropped a K. He dropped two of them. No, I have not watched that. I would not put myself through that.
Good. It was really bad. And that's the big L that Pete Davidson put up, because he stars in that movie as the dog. Because he's a dog.
Okay, so for my next, he was a dog when he was dating Kim K. So my next person, because I need to help Avery with this, would be someone that also makes a lot of mistakes and upsets a lot of people, would be the mayor, Lightfoot of Chicago. She makes a lot of people very upset. She's impulsive, and I think Pete and Lori could successfully manage over 2.6 million people.
It's like half of Chicago.
That's the population of the city of Chicago. Oh, 2.6 million.
That's fine.
But good, you're good at geography.
Let's divide that by two, and then it's half of Chicago.
Oh, what's 2.6 divided by 2?
1.3.
And then divide that by 2.
That would be like 7.5?
No.
Well, it would be 0.75.
It would start with the number 1. Point.
Wait, divide it? No, if you divide 1.3 by 2?
Trust me.
Or 1.3 by 2?
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Why would that still start with a 1?
Trust me. Well, because it's 1.3 million, so of course.
So you have to...
It would be 1.6 million, so 1.6 minus 0.3, and then you'd have 1.3.
What?
What?
I'm not good at talking math. I can see it written out.
Well.
That's why I'm still in fifth grade legally.
All right. You need to bring something to the table Pete Davidson here, because this is your segment.
What about the ultimate twist here? Because who has this feud really, really been with?
What feud?
The feud with Pete Davidson, Kim K, and Kim K's ex-husband,
Bill Nye the Science Guy,
Kanye West.
Wait, Kim dated Kanye?
They were married. They had kids for years.
What did they name him? Northwest?
Yep. Actually. But what if they just completely cut Kim out of the picture, and it's just Kanye and Pete together last? The circle completes itself. It is the circle of life, some might say. I wouldn't say that personally, but that, think about it. All the hatred is just pent up affection that they each have for each other. Even though Kanye just roasted Pete on his Instagram today, I think it'd be a beautiful, Disney couldn't write a better love story than that. I don't think.
I'm just at a loss of words for you right now. You know, when you first told me we were going to talk about this breakup, I thought it was stupid.
And then, now that we've talked about it.
Now that you've told me that your picks, I am even more disappointed.
I've confirmed that.
Your picks were Kanye, Barack Obama, Rebecca Black. And who was your fourth choice now?
It wasn't a choice. It was just I was thinking about it, then I cut it out.
No, you had four.
No, I thought about Tom Hader. You brought up the girl.
God. I thought you had one more.
No, that was it.
I hope you get stuck with those three in a road trip. You have to sit with Kanye.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah? You think Kanye and Barack would have a good conversation?
No, they would have a terrible one. That's why it'd be great. I would just laugh.
And you have Rebecca Black literally back in the car singing. And I hope it's on a Friday, too.
It's okay.
And
I'll deal with it. I'll tell her, Rebecca, sweetie, you tried. You did. You did. Just stop. Cut it out. Don't do that anymore.
We're gonna be right back. I'm gonna have a talking to with Avery. Hold tight. And we're back in 3, 2, 1. What's crack-a-lackin'? And now we are moving on to the blackberry lemonade.
This berry of color lemonade tastes quite good.
Whoa! That's really good.
It's pretty solid.
Like that one a lot. I still like the classic lemonade the best.
I think so. I think when you meddle with flavors of lemonade, sometimes it don't get as good.
Yeah, I think I wish they would have done pink lemonade in there. Or I like a blueberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So, young man, bring us into our next segment.
Our next segment. Now, I don't know about you all.
Sorry, there's a flock of bees in here.
So, I don't know, but our live studio audience here is getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
So no, clap when the sign turns on. Say applause. Thank you.
Let the record show there's no live studio audience.
No one here.
Just a stuffed beaver named Carson.
We fooled you. We've deceived
you. You have been bamboozled.
You just have to accept it now. So, Tommy, are you ready? Did you bring your apple, your pencil? Because you're about to take a test, my man.
It's right here. I always have it on me. A good salesman always has a pen.
Has a pen, not a pencil.
Number
two pencil.
If a salesman pulled out a pencil in front of me, I'd ask him to leave.
Tommy, did you study for this quiz?
You didn't tell me what to be.
I don't even know what quiz is happening right now.
Avery, if a quiz is a quizzical, what is a test?
You really going to make me say that?
Yeah.
Live?
Here? Yeah, I'm good.
On the air?
Yeah.
You're going to make me say...
You know, we're starting a new segment right now called Jokes with Tommy. Are you ready?
I can't.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Testicle?
Dude, get out of my office. So I've been really working on some airplane jokes.
Sure.
Recently.
Mm.
Can't get any of them to land. I thought that was pretty funny. I got one more for you. So I've had this kid that's been mowing my lawn for a long time.
Sure.
I had to fire him.
Why is that?
He wasn't cutting it. Do you want another one?
Go nuts.
So I got a call from the doctor today. This one was actually a little bit sad.
Sure.
He said, "Mr. Derner, I am sorry to inform you that you have the peekaboo virus."
Mm-hmm.
He sent me straight to the ICU.
Oh no.
See what I did there?
Not a high chance survival.
Oh no, it's not real, Avery. It's a joke.
Oh. What?
All right, I'm ready for my quiz.
Your quiz. Now, you viewers at home and Tommy are wondering, what kind of stupid quiz is it? Tell us already. You're on the edge of your seat. Well, here we go. I'm tired of hyping it up. We are going to play the Kids Bop Quiz. Come on. Who's excited? All right.
Not me.
Oh.
Dude, right. I'm a little excited. This could be fun.
So, you know about Kids Bop, right? You know what it is. We've all seen the commercials.
Back when I was 12, loved it.
You listened to it at 12?
Maybe. I don't really remember when I listened to Kids. All right. Okay, I only had one Kids Bop. This is going to age me a little bit.
Yeah.
I only had one Kids Bop CD growing up, and it was Kids Bop 3. Can you, now that you have a second computer, Google what Kids Bop we're up to now.
What Kids Bop are we up to now?
That's I don't know. Question. I had Kids Bop 3. This is nice having a secondary computer.
What Kids Bop are we at?
Am I guessing?
No, I'm just, that's why
I'm going to guess like 53.
The latest one.
What number are we at?
According to Wikipedia, the latest one that's been put out is Kids Bop 40 on November 15th of 2019.
Oh, so I wonder if they're done doing it.
They might be. I mean, honestly, with the age of streaming and all that, it might not be worth it to keep doing it. But Kids Bop is notorious for censoring their music because it's written by kids for kids, people. Come on now. So Tommy and I are going to take a quiz on what exactly they censored out in some of the greatest pop songs that have come out in the past 20 years. And we're going to do it right now in front of you all.
You found an actual quiz?
Oh, yeah.
You put in your legwork on this one.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to enter our name into the quiz. We're going to just call it Four Beers.
No Fears. Sam Sports Corner.
No Beers, Four Kids.
What if we made a spinoff podcast just called Sam Sports Corner? He talks for 1 hour.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. We become like Barstool, just a network of podcasts. We're going to call it Four Beers, Four Kids. Here we go. We're going to start the quiz. Tommy and I are going to alternate between reading off the questions, They're in multiple choice form. We have to try to get them right. I will keep score, and whoever gets the most points becomes.
So are we going to spin the computer? Are you just going to be like a game show announcer?
We're just
going
to spin the computer because you and I are going to get back and forth. And read the questions to each other. The person who gets the most points will become the big guy and can keep that title until we play another game on the talk show.
Maybe I'll rate you up at work if you beat me.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I'm just kidding. I can't do that.
All right.
I would never.
Four beers, four kids. Let's hope this name passes the start.
Named it.
What?
Four beers, no fears.
Four kids.
We don't have four kids.
Four beers.
How many kids?
No, each kid gets four beers.
That's not okay.
Four beers, no fears. All right, I'll search the name. Let's begin.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, did you ever find out if your dad was older than you?
Research is still, it's kind of hanging down right now, yeah.
Okay.
All right. The hit song from Kesha's Tick Tock.
Keep talking. I'm just revolutionizing your gameplay right now because someone's got to have a big brain.
Oh, that would probably be good too.
Yeah.
Set it there.
Yep. And then we'll spin it down there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Tick Tock. Very good song. Big Kesha.
So the lyric is, before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
When I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Of course. So here are your options. Before I leave, brush my teeth because my breath smells whack.
Oh, wait. So I have to guess the Kidz Bop lyric.
Mm-hmm. Before I leave, brush my teeth to get rid of plaque.
I hate this already.
Before I leave, brush my teeth, and then I go pack.
Okay.
Before I leave, brush my teeth, grab my favorite snack. Here you are.
I'm going to obviously go with Before I leave, brush my teeth because my... Oh, God. I'm going to go breath smells whack.
Okay.
Final answer.
All right. Let's see.
This is the worst quiz I've ever done. Oh, so neither of us know the answers.
No. I haven't listened to Kidz Bop in a long time.
Okay. So let's put it in. Before I leave,
brush... Incorrect. The right answer was, before I leave, brush my teeth, and then I go
pack for what? You're going to the bars.
Not these kids.
Are they kidding me right now?
They're about to have a wicked sleepover at their mom's house.
God. Well, with whack breath at this point.
I guess so.
Who doesn't brush their teeth before they go out?
I
guess she does brush her teeth, but then goes and packs. Okay. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis thrift shop. Fun fact, we remade a thrift shop video in high school. Mm. I think you actually saw it when I got out of the Firebird. Like it was the DeLorean.
Oh, maybe.
Walk up to the club like, what up? I got a big cock. He's talking probably about a penis. What do you think the Kidz Bop version was? Mm. Walk up to the club like, what up? I got a hit song. Doesn't rhyme.
No.
Walk up to the club like, what up? I'm a big shot. Mm. I guess that does sound good to me.
That's okay.
What up? I'm on Kidz Bop. Mm. Or what up? Feeling real hot. I'd say feeling real hot could also be a very good
answer. Okay too. I think it comes down to either big shot or feeling real hot.
There's 24 questions on this. Excellent.
Yeah, it's a nice long quiz for us. So I think
that's what she said.
I think I'm gonna go. What up? I'm a big shot.
Okay, Ryan Lewis, Macklemore. What up? I'm a big shot.
Let's see.
Submit the answer.
Let's see.
Incorrect. It's literally the worst one. What up? I got a hit song.
What up? I got a hit song.
You have no points either.
No points.
Take it away.
So in Meghan Trainor's classic hit, All About That Bass, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night.
I think they could have probably left
they
that.
They probably would have been okay with that, but I don't know. You know, some moms might not be okay with that.
Oh, I like some of these answers, actually.
So she says... Boy,
can you sing it, please?
So she says, boy, I forget actually. I forget how it goes. I don't remember the song. She says, boys like a fun girl who smiles and treats them right.
I wish.
She says, don't let them keep you home in your room at night.
That could be a threat.
That sounds weird. She says, your body's perfect, no matter your shape or height.
Put that one in there. I didn't need to do the rest.
She says, they aren't too smart. You can tell by their eyes.
It's see. Kidz Bop loves body positivity.
Mm.
Your body's perfect, no matter of your shape and height.
And it's incorrect. She says, don't let them keep you in your room at night with this weird threat. Don't let it keep you at your home in your room at night. I don't even know how you'd sing that.
It's 0-0 yet.
And we're still chugging through just fine.
That's okay. We got to put down two beers in this game. Avery, before I go on the next question, just go load up the next two.
Oh, what?
The next two in there. Pull out the shelf, grab the next two. Oh, sure. Lemonade, just so not. I'll read the question as you start to do
it. Sure.
In Katy Perry's Hot and Cold, the original lyric is, "You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS bitch, I would know." Good lyric, Katy. Catherine Pearson.
Yeah, you change your mind.
Like a girl.
Like a girl.
Good.
Change clothes.
Yeah, you PMS like a bitch, I would know. So here we go. Yeah, you change your mind like a girl, I would know. Yeah, you feeling stressed for that test, I would know. Yeah, you ate the best, but I guess I would know. Yeah, you a pest, take the rest. You should go. I have no idea.
Or there's no change.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a good one. I did not see that before.
Could you imagine if there's no change? I think that's the first time it's in there. I'm going to have to say, looking at this,
don't sing all of them right now.
No. I think you ain't the best, but I guess I would know. I feel as the most kids boppy.
Yeah, you could get a point on this one.
I feel like that one would be okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, they keep that in. Change your mind like a girl, I would know. Well,
oh.
This is a difficult quiz. All yeah. Right.
It is hard. So in Lady Gaga and Beyonce's epic team up, Telephone, out in the club, and I'm sipping that bub, and you're not going to reach my telephone.
I don't know if I know this song.
You do if you heard it. Out on the floor, getting ready for more. I think the lyric we're replacing is out in the club and I'm sipping that bub.
Well, thank you, JFK. Okay.
Thank you. Out in the air.
Easy, out in the club and I'm eating that grub.
out on the street and I'm feeling that beat. Or out in the club and I'm eating that grub. Or no change.
It's not change because you're not going to talk about alcohol.
Well, I mean, above
you know what, I want out on the street and I'm feeling that beat.
All right. I feel that would be where I go to, but
because there's kids dancing. I actually found a really good kids bop TikTok about a kid singing Lizzo, but go on.
Incorrect. Out in the club and I'm eating that grub. You were thinking of that one.
Okay, what is this, Timon and Pumbaa when they're sucking on those bugs and Lion King?
I don't know. Those did look delicious though as a little kid.
All right, Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca. Okay. She'll take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Okay.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain.
She'll take you by the hand and go dancing in the rain. Mm. She'll pull you by the hair, okay, and go dancing in the rain.
That's a little
She'll
suspect.
Make you take your shoes off and go dancing in the rain.
There's no change.
She'll make you put your socks on and go dancing in the rain. No change.
I think she'll take you by your hand and go dancing in the rain.
Sure. At this point, this quiz
like
is...
That sounds like the best one.
Yeah, it does. But
we are right now have a solid F.
I hope you get a point here.
Incorrect. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Although Livin' La Vida Loca.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
It was back in the day. They kept a lot more in, I think, back in the day. I think the newer the song, the more they'll change.
Sure.
Will.i.am and Britney Spears Scream and Shout. It's the iconic opening of You Are Now Rockin' with Will.i.am and Britney, bitch. How did they change it?
All right. So we Is have it Britney Sick.
Is it Will.i.am or Britney Sick? Kids Bop and the Kids Bop Kids. All the latest songs and hits. Will.i.am, This Beat Is Lit.
Where's No Change? I feel like this would have been No Change.
They definitely changed this one. You think they're going to drop a bitch in Kids Bop?
I'm going to go with actually Kids Bop and the Kids Bop Kids. Or can I pick two?
Well, I mean, I can only choose one.
All right, go Kids Bop and the Kids Bop Hits. Kids Bop Kids.
Okay, sounds good. We'll try that one.
Because they want to do some marketing.
I feel like it'd still be all the way as songs and hits. But
I kind of do too.
Hey, put a point on the board. Got it. Tommy's the first to score.
I'm the big boy of the week.
It was the Kids Bop and the Kids Bop Kids.
All right, moving on, loser.
All right.
Estelle's American Boy. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath them. What is underneath them? Maybe some
maybe
underwear.
Maybe some cool boxers.
I'm gonna go with no change.
It's my question.
Okay, you're right. Don't like the silly hat, but I'ma wear what's underneath them.
What? Okay. Scalp them?
Don't like baggy jeans, but I like the way he's thinking. Okay, that's sure. Could be racy.
That works.
Don't know too much about him, but I'll try to get a peek in.
Bye.
That could be worse than the original. I don't like his crazy clothes, but I really want to meet him. No change. Mm. I think there's only one here that I think
could work. I could see two. I could see.
It's up to you, Buster.
I could see don't like his crazy clothes, but I really want to meet him because I know they kind of switched up sometimes. Or I don't like his baggy jeans, but I like the way he's thinking. I think that would still. I think one of those two.
I think it's the hat one because it actually says silly.
Mm.
No one can make that up.
I don't know.
It's your question. I'll keep quiet.
I've seen that. It doesn't seem like that's enough. I think.
I'll be my American boy.
Let's do. I don't like his bag of jeans.
Okay, go on.
I like the way he's thinking.
Okay.
Yes.
No, one to one.
Let's go, like baby. That's correct.
Kind of mad. I was hoping to steal it from here.
All right.
Oh, one of my favorite songs that's ever written, actually.
I love it. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched. I let it burn.
Okay.
You rode your bike into a ditch. I watched. You let it fall. Some kid watching another kid just fall into a ditch.
You drove your
car into the hedge. I watched. You let it go. You crashed my skateboard on the bridge. I watched. You let it burn.
No.
You drove your car across the bridge. I watched. You let it turn.
Okay, so it's
no
not...
change.
I'm going with no change.
I would feel that's also a good choice here.
If it's any of these, I'm going to sue Kids Bop.
We're never watching Kids. We're never listening to Kids Bop. I drove your car across the bridge, or you drove your car across the bridge. I watched you.
Okay,
let it
kids
turn.
Can't drive.
What if it's like a?
And
like,
they cannot assume 16-year-olds are listening to this.
What if it's one of those like Power Wheels like cars, like you know, like the one
that
the kids are. Come on, it's possible.
Isn't it Carly Rae Jepsen, not Carl Rae Jepsen?
It's her unsuccessful cousin,
Carl Rae Jepsen. Call me maybe.
Hey, I just met
your
you.
Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing.
Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was
okay,
showing.
So basically it's ripped jeans, then smile was showing, skin was glowing, cool jeans, wind was blowing, cool jeans, it was snowing, no change. I think I know what the answer is, but I will let you pick.
I think it's...
Is yours gone? You fall behind.
I'm falling behind.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep it. Okay. We're actually going to need to break this into a two-part. So I'm going to let you finish that because we're already almost 20 minutes in. This is one. I don't know if anyone wants to listen to this. Man, maybe they do. We built some suspense, but you pick yours.
I think it's going to be.
Finish that within the next 2 minutes.
I think it's going to be cool jeans. Or no, ripped jeans. Skin was glowing. I think it's a long.
Okay. I thought it was answer A. Smile was showing.
Hmm.
Incorrect. Smile was showing. I would have 2 points. You know, give me a point for that. I'm just kidding. All right. And Katy Perry. You can read it, I suppose.
In Katy Perry's California Girls. California Girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on
top. I like my woman like that.
Hey, they're unforgettable.
Okay, good. You finished that. So we have sun-kissed hair. The weather's so hot. Hot, fresh jams. They call us Kids Bop. Mm. Vine fresh, fierce, we got it on lock. I said we're going to open them in 2 minutes.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I thought we were on the go.
Flip-flops on a t-shirt. I'm going flip-flops on a t-shirt on top. All this should be an easy one. That sounds summary.
Incorrect.
Vine fresh, fierce, we got it on lock.
They just repeated the second part.
Fresh, fierce, we got. Okay. So they said that twice?
They say it twice, yeah.
Okay. Also, right. This has been doing Russian trending things.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Before we do the next question, you guys, we are going to spin a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back. And guess what? Bruno Mars is going on. Oh, God. Avery, cheers. Strawberry Lemonade. Let's take a quick seltzer ceremony in this one.
In a minute. Refreshing.
This is really good too. I actually liked all these. I'd say the peach is the worst. Blackberry lemonade and the strawberry lemonade are tied for second. Classic is the best.
You can't compete with the original.
Here's the problem with these.
Yeah. They're really sweet.
I'd say this one is really sweet. They come in an 8-pack. It's a vodka drink. Guess how much an 8-pack costs? Not a 12-pack, an 8-pack.
17.
$18.99 for an 8-pack.
What a great year.
You don't remember $18.99.
Hey, we're going to party like it's 1899.
All right, who's quite?
With this next one, Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song. Tomorrow I'll wake up.
Wait, aren't you supposed to answer this one?
Yeah, I am. Actually. Okay. You're right.
Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song. Tomorrow I'll wake up, do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex. And then obviously it's the second part that's replaced.
I don't know. I think it's the P90X. I don't think my kids getting too jacked.
Yeah, I've seen some kids nowadays. They can't do P90X. Meet a really nice girl. Send a really nice text. That could be.
That's cute.
No, see, that could be a little. Well,
that could just be like.
Oh, no, like how nice.
I like your dress.
Like nice. Really nice. Yeah. No clothes. Meet a really nice girl in a really nice dress.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds like that could be the answer.
Sure.
Meet a really nice girl. Punch her in the chest.
No.
Just kidding. It says tell a really funny joke. Meet a really nice girl. Hashtag so blessed. I could see them doing that one too.
That could work. Well, you gotta think about the year though.
I think punch in the chest would be the funniest one though.
Meet a really nice girl. Punch her in an effing chest. And she's gonna scream out, I'm in pain. Let's go with
she's gonna scream out, ask for his arrest if we're gonna make it rhyme.
Oh no, if you're gonna make it with the song.
Okay, I don't care. What do you want?
Meet a really
pick
nice
here?
Girl, I think in a really nice dress.
Okay. Hashtag so blessed would feel more kid spot, but I'm.
Well, the other thing about the year too. Send a really nice text.
That's a little saucy.
The Lazy Song came out around like what 2012, 2013.
I don't care today. I don't feel like doing anything.
I'm saying it's when they write the lyrics, they probably based off the time. So like hashtag blessed was like 2016.
God, you're smarter than me.
Justin Bieber.
What do you mean?
So. What do you mean? When you nod your head yes, but you want to say no. When you sometimes say yes, but you sometimes say no. You're saying, all right, but I got to read the rest.
Okay, fine.
When you nod your head yes, but you shake your head no.
Okay.
When you take your best guess, but it always is no. When you want to say yes, but you want to say no.
No change.
All right. No change. I think I agree with that because there really isn't a lot here. Oh, and sometimes when you sometimes say yes, but you sometimes say no.
Who's being paid to do this? Not the quiz. I'm mad about this.
We're each tied at one, and we're over 12. Like we're over halfway through this thing.
I'm getting very annoyed.
This is why we're big guy. This is why we're gonna be big guy.
Cardi B and Bruno Mars finesse. My big fat ass got all them boys hooked. My kids' bop moves got all them boys hooked. My vocal pipes hit all the right notes. My red hot pants got all them boys shook. My big dance moves got all them kids hooked. This is pedophilia. But go on. They're all horrible.
This is a tough one. My kids about moves got all them boys.
To tell you the truth, Mike, I'm gonna even help you. I'm guessing it's answer B. My vocal pipes hit all the right notes because it's the only ones that doesn't talk about kids or boys.
That's true. Yeah, I don't even remember this song like originally, so I can't even like picture it.
Well, no, if I was going down New Music Friday and I saw Cardi B and Bruno Mars in the same song, I would skip it.
I mean, yeah. I think I'll take your hand for no points. I'll take your hand. So I won't get a point if it's right.
Oh, so you think it's the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that one. But since you helped me out on it and you're influencing my choice, I won't.
Incorrect. My big dance moves got all them kids.
That was the one I was originally going for.
Well,
Did
your dad ever try to follow your heart? Even though you don't know if he's older than you or not?
What? All right. Bazzy and Maine. Yeah.
No, it's Bazzy. The song is called Mine.
Oh, Mine.
Not Bazzy Maine.
Sorry. Yeah, I just had a bit too much of Hennessy. Just gonna tell you how I feel.
No change. That's not an option on this
one. They kept that in. Just 8-year-olds drunk on Hennessy.
Yeah, get him on the Henny early.
So yeah, I just had a little bit too much candy. Yeah, I've just been dancing a little too crazy. Gotta tell you how I feel.
What are we replacing? Oh, we're replacing
Hennessy.
So candy would make okay.
Yeah, I just
had
a bit too much candy. Just gotta tell you how I feel. The sugar rush is crazy. Yeah, I just had just been dancing a little too crazy. Just gotta tell you how I feel. Yeah, I just need to sit down in a sec. Just gotta tell you how I feel. Yeah, I've been listening to so much Kids Bop.
All right, I'm going dancing a little too crazy. If it's candy, I'm throwing your computer in the lake.
Please don't do that. I need it.
If it says the candy one, I'm going to lose it.
I'm listening to so much Kidz Bop. Oh, my God. It wasn't the candy.
All right, so we're on question 16 of 24.
We each have a one right.
Oh, wait, so we're doing another Bozzy mine. You so fucking precious when you smile. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. How you look so precious when you smile. So I'm guessing at this point we're just replacing. So I'm guessing what we're replacing right now though is how you look so precious when you smile.
Sure.
That's not true. I feel like we need to be replacing two lines in this one.
I think all of them need to be. I don't even know why Kidz Bop even covered this song.
So I'm not sure if we're replacing fucking press when you smile or hit it from the back and drive you wild. Okay, so it actually, looking at the last ones. Okay, so we are going to be replacing hit it from the back and drive you wild with you a Kidz Bop kid. That drives me wild. Your moves are so slick, they drive me wild. We go from way back, it's so wild. Your ass so flat, they call it mild. Got me blushing, man, I like your style.
That fourth one was a...
You're so mild.
Wild. We go from way... I think it's we go from way back, and it's so wild. I can see that.
All right, I don't know. I thought the flat ass one was the number one. Dude, you got another point.
Bingo, let's go in the lead. The Squid Boy strikes again. All right, Cardi B.
Why are they covering so many Cardi B songs?
I don't know. Cardi B is, I like it. They call me Cardi Barty. Banging booty, spicy mommy, hot tamale. So your options are.
Jesus Christ.
They call us Kidz Bop, banging party, spicy music, hot tamale. They call me Cardi.
Say hot tamale at the end, though.
All right, so they call me Cardi Barty, love to party. They call me Cardi Barty, feeling naughty. They call me Cardi Barty.
Okay, you were missing the spicy hot tamale, spicy pepper hot tamale.
I thought those were all the same. They all end in hot tamale. Yeah. So yeah, sorry. Spicy music hot tamale, spicy hot tamale, spicy pepper hot tamale, spicy like a hot tamale.
Okay, so I want to say no change, but I don't think they can say banging body. So I'm gonna go with they call me. Cardi Barty, love to party, spicy.
Hot tamale.
You
might have a point here. They call us Kidz Bop, banging party, spicy music, hot tamale. They really, they love to self-promote. They love to flex.
If you win, Four Beers No Fears is canceled permanently.
I'll still be the big guy. Another Cardi B song? I don't know these.
Yes, you do. At the top, blow the brains, you know?
Sure. That sounds like every other one.
The song is Wet Ass Pussy.
No, it's not. I like it.
Okay, look it up.
Well, yeah, I know the. That's different.
Maybe it's not.
All Cardi B songs sound the same. Hot take.
All right, so Cardi B's. Oh, wait, whose question is this?
It's mine.
So you just got a point.
No, I got a point. Like my last one up, I got a point. You just missed. So.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, you're the one who's got to read it.
Cardi B, I like it. Original lyric. Drop the top and blow the brains. I don't know what's wrong with that. So your options are drop the top, Kidz Bop's the name, exclamation point. Drop the mic. We love the fame, fan. Drop the top, wind in our hair. Drop the top, we don't care. Okay, that's the answer. No change.
I think it's drop the top. Care.
You can take the point because I need to pee so bad.
I was still thinking about that too. It's wrong. Take
it's
a break.
You're the one that doesn't rhyme with
drop anything. The top. We're not here. Yeah. Okay,
Drake. You read this one. You're the rapper.
It's Drake's God's plan. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you love in on me. Right. Obviously, that's
I thought cuddling and loving was the same thing, so I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, honestly, like, are you opposed to kids cuddling? Come on now. They cuddle with their stuffed animals. It's okay. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to talk here with me. You know how I like dinner with my family. I feel like half of these are going to be a Drake lyric, actually. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to talk here with me. You know how I like it when you're messing on me.
Okay.
You're missing on me. You know how I like it when you're missing on me.
That is vulgar.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to talk here with me. You know how I like my kids bop on the TV.
If that's the answer, literally,
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. I'm trying to sleep. You know how I like it when I'm trying to sleep.
I'm so worried it's that
They rhyme trying to sleep with trying to sleep.
That's like rhyming Dorkins with orange.
Or like I can make banana rhyme with orange. Orange. Or no change. You know, they could definitely maybe keep it. It's actually the first one where I could see the lyrics like fitting in.
I'm gonna go with don't pull up at 6 p.m. to talk with me.
No, I like
it's gonna be wrong, but I'm gonna be mad no matter what. Don't pull it.
Missing on me.
Okay, well, I'm suing you guys for this one. Drake Scott's plan. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me.
All right, can't talk without your kids.
Sure. Hope I got some family that'll miss me. Hope I still can party and be silly. Hope the kids bop never leaves the city.
Sure.
Hope I got some girlies that'll kiss me. No change.
Man, like that first one's like actually like Drake's actual line there is like, you know, kind of, I don't want to say deep, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I got some brothers that live there, you know? Hope I can still party and be silly. I think that's the one.
That's the only one that it's, well,
because like, clearly this song's not about family, because you know, you don't care about your family's dinner.
It's not going to be the girliest that'll kiss me.
No, and it's not. Oh, actually, though, I think I want to change it to the kids bop never leave the city.
I think they like to rep their brand.
I think they really do want to rep the kids bop brand with these new songs. So, they kept. I hope I got some, they kept it. There's no change.
That's weird, but.
It's a decent enough line to keep. All right, we were in the final three. We each have one more chance or two more chances.
Yeah.
Question 21 out of 24.
Are you ready for it?
Tommy, I'm no mathematician, but we have failed fuck out of this quiz.
We've literally got three right, which is weird. Like, what, kids get these right?
Taylor Swift, ready for it. Knew he was a killer from the first time I saw him. Wondered how many girls he had loved and left haunted. Knew he was a dancer the first time I saw him. Wondered how many girls he had loved and left haunted.
Okay. Excuse me.
Knew he was a thriller the first time I saw him. Wondered how many songs he had sung and left on mute. Knew he was a charmer the first time I saw him. Wondered how many girls he had met and said wow to, or no change.
I'm going to go with, I don't think they'd say killer, so I'm going to go with knew he was a dancer first time I saw him. Wonder how many girls you left haunted. I'm just clicking it because you're sipping your drink.
I'm going to disagree, but all right. I think the charmer is going to be the one. Or there's no... Yeah.
Put a point on the board for Tommy. Put a point on the board for me.
Up. All right.
Demi Lovato's Sorry Not Sorry. Now, Payback is a bad bitch, and Baby, I'm the baddest. Your options are... Now, Payback's From Heaven, and Baby, I'm the baddest. Now, Payback's a monster, and Baby, I'm haunted. Now, Payback is coming, and Baby, I'm with Kids Bop, which always worries me when it's in these questions.
It's a good contender.
Now, Payback is bad. Woo! And Baby, I'm mad at you.
Choo!
Or no change. I don't know.
Well, they definitely, there's no change. If they kept Bad Bitch in there, that'd be wild. And I think Kids Bop would be
out of business. Payback is a bad bitch, baby. I'm baddest. Okay, if that helps you at all, though.
Sure.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'm just saying, sure. I think now Payback is From Heaven and Baby on the
That's
baddest.
What I'm looking at, too. I think that's what I'm
that's
looking
gotta
at,
be, That's got to be the one, I feel like.
And Baby, I'm with Kids Bop.
Oh, bang! Darn. Bang!
He got another point.
And three to two.
Actually, kind of intense.
As Tommy's into his last question, he could send it into overtime. If he gets right and I get it wrong, I don't know what we're going to do for it. We'll just both be the biggest
guy. We're
going
to fight.
Oh, okay. We're gonna tussle in your front yard.
The winner will go to who has the most cars and boats.
That's not fair. I don't even know
this song.
For Zay Hilfinger and Zion McCall, Juju on that beat.
Oh, yeah. Juju on that beat.
Okay. I see a 300S, and I got them blacked out rims. I see 300 fans, and I got them screaming Kids Bop.
That doesn't make sense.
I see a bunch of my friends, and they're all dancing too. I see a huge party, and they got the best snacks. I see a three-headed dog, and man, that's spooky. Or no change.
I'm going to go with no change.
No change.
None of the other ones even make sense.
I think you're right, because like, there's really no reason to switch this out.
We'll try with three-headed dog. That's called the grace of God.
I see a bunch of my friends, and they're all dancing. That makes... That does make sense with Juju on that beat, though. But I would honestly, in your spot, I would pick the same
thing. So you won already, right?
Yeah, but still do the last one. It's the last one.
Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Amen. Just have a think and you'll feel better. And I don't even know which one we're replacing, to tell you the truth.
Because I think it's the, just take her home and you'll feel better.
Okay, but we have one about taking a drink.
No, because
we also have one about just taking her home. So just call her phone, you'll feel better. Just pout and moan, kinky, and you'll feel better.
Come on.
Just walk back home and you'll feel better. Just jam to Kidz Bop, you'll feel better. No change.
I think the lyric they're changing is just take her home and you'll feel better. That's like a multi-guess.
Sure. I mean, have a drink of Coke, you'll feel better.
Sure.
Not cocaine. Did I ever tell you what my favorite kind of weed was?
Your favorite kind of what?
Weed.
Weed.
Cocaine.
Oh. Cocaine.
I don't do drugs.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. I think it's just walk back home, you'll feel better. I feel like that's going to relate to Kidz more.
Yeah, but they wanted not drink and drive.
The best one.
Incorrect. Just take her
home. They kept it as just take her home.
And they also left take a drink. So this, they were getting lazy at this one at the end.
Yeah, they really did not want to try that one.
So
with that all said, Tommy and I combined got a total of 20%. We have failed Kidz Bop School.
We're won. Terrible. You know what? He can be the big guy of the week. He's taller than me. He's bigger than
big
me.
Big guy.
Incredible. No, you're not the captain.
I'm big
Do you
guy.
Want to share your result on Facebook? Is that an actual thing you can do?
You can share your result on Twitter. Does 4 Beers have a Twitter?
No, we might actually. We have Facebook too. We won't be doing that though.
All right. You want to round out the show, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm going to take my last sip.
I'm done too.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll think of a good name, and we'll see you next week.